My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today's gospel passage is the continuation of the story of the rich fool we heard about last Sunday. When we read the parable of the rich fool last week, we may have thought that it was addressed to the rich people. But in today's gospel, Jesus makes it clear that all of his followers are to trust God rather than money and possessions. Jesus says that where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Today, Jesus tells us three parables which highlight the wisdom of preparedness. The first parable is about a group of servants awaiting their master's return from marriage feast. Since in the culture of the Jews, marriage lasts for several hours, including the late hours, so the master's return often delayed. But the servants must keep their lamps light, ready at all times to receive him. The vigilant servants will be rewarded by their master. The second parable continues the idea of preparedness, but now the householder must be extra vigilant to prevent the thief from plundering his house. The last parable is about the faithful and unfaithful servants. They are classified based on their response to assigned responsibilities. Those who wisely and faithfully fulfill their tasks, and those who foolishly exploit their assigned tasks. Master rewards the faithful servants and punishes the unfaithful servants. My dear friends, these three parables focus on the unpredictable return of Jesus and our need to be prepared for his return. It is interesting that most of us prepare for many uncertainties, but not for our most important event. We carry a spare tire in our car as preparation for a flat tire. We have insurance in preparation for a theft, fire trucks in preparation for fire. Airline crew provide pre-flight instructions in preparation for turbulent weather. And we seek education in preparation for a good job. My dear friends, preparation in our society is a sign of wisdom. But think about this. Of all the preparations that we make for the things I just mentioned, not even one is a certainty, yet we feel compelled to prepare ourselves for them. My dear friends, the return of Jesus is certain. The preparedness Jesus speaks of may refer to his second coming. No one knows when he will return or when we will die, but it is certain that one day he will return. My dear friends, we have to prepare ourselves in this world for the life in the other world. The Son of Man will come at an unexpected hour, either at the moment of our death or at the end of the world, whichever happens first. We must constantly watch, being always faithful and ready, so that we may be found worthy to share in the heavenly banquet Jesus has prepared for us. Let us be prepared for his second coming. In talking about the last judgment, Jesus makes it clear that this preparedness would be measured by our readiness to serve the people we meet. At the end of our life, the gospel reminds us we will be judged not by what degrees we have, not according to our possessions and positions in society. We will be judged the way we use our power and wealth. And it is very, very simple to give food to the hungry, to give the water to the thirsty, to welcome strangers, to visit prisoners, to clothe the naked, to care for those who are sick. My dear friends, notice Jesus did not say cure the sick. He said care for the sick. He did not say eradicate poverty. No, he did not say that. He said, give food to the hungry. My dear friends, sometimes we become so ambitious to change the world, but we neglect to do what is basic and simple. We might not be able to solve the hunger of the world, but by giving food to one hungry person will make a difference. Let us be like Jesus, the shepherd, who uses his power to serve, to love, and to care. Even the smallest service is noticed by God, and we will be rewarded. Let us be generous with what we have, not focused on our own security, but on the well-being of our brothers and sisters. Then, my dear friends, we are making treasures in heaven that cannot be stolen or destroyed. May God bless you.